Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo OG just making a video about You're Such a Baby. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, right now everyone is so effeminate and weak, they can't take any kind of criticism or any pushback because they're weak, lame weirdos. Yes, it's so stupid and dumb. But what can you do, right? This is the times that we live in, and it's so retarded. Oh yes, I got this clip of a guy that he found out that the love of his life has more than one thing in common. Guess what it is? Yes. Yes, Transformers. Yes, the guy found out that his woman is actually a dude. Ooh, fun times, right? Let's watch.
Okay, so it's either I tell you or we breaking up now.
So what you got to tell me is...
Are you gonna shut up so I can tell you?
Tell me what it is.
Guess what? You just found out that your transmission is a stick shift. So grab it and grind those gears, right? Oh man, that's fucked up. You were with a chick, or you thought it was a chick, and lied to you for 3 years. But man, this darkie must be stupid. How the hell can't you tell that this is a chick? I mean, a dude. I'm sorry. It sounds like a chick, but no, that's not a dude. That's not a chick. So, what the hell? I guess this guy is blind or thirsty or a combination of both. But whatever. Let's keep on watching.
I was born a man. I was born a man and I got surgery. Because I wanted to be a girl.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, this is some straight up Jerry Springer bullshit, right? Your little lady turns out to be a dude. Jerry, hoo. Incidentally, did you know that Jerry Springer, he was a squid person? Yeah, he's one of those tiny hat people. Yeah. This was a piece of shit. He used to be a politician. He cheated on his wife, had a threesome with porn stars, and all kinds of shit. That movie Ringmaster is about this guy's fucking crazy life. Fucking, whatever. I guess it must be nice being a squid person. Whatever. Barf. Next.
Man.
So you just been with me this whole... I mean, technically I am a girl since I got surgery, no, but I was born...
Yeah, what you did is really fucked up. You lied to this dude. Isn't that fraud? Yeah, you lied to this guy and you did things under false pretense. Yes, this guy should at least sue you or something because this is fucked up. Imagine 3 years of your life being with a guy, day in and day out. I don't know why he didn't notice when he's having sex with him and the sudden smell of shit, right? I don't know, man. Just saying.
No, ain't nothing technical about it.
It is very technical.
Ain't nothing technical about it.
Yeah, you think it's very technical. Yeah, you're not an appliance. They're not like adding some kind of upgrade. Yeah, it's a medical procedure. And they're doing some crazy shit. Yeah, you think because they add and subtract and multiply and divide on your body that that's gonna make you into a woman? Nah, you're just a dude that's been mutilated. Right, yes. Someone has to be really fucking stupid to fall for that, but I guess this guy's that dumb. Well, hey, enjoy. Whatever happens, happens, right?
Very technical.
And it's crazy, it's crazy to think about, because it put me in the headspace of what I always thought about you.
What the fuck? You thought that big monster whammer was just an enlarged clitoris or something? What the fuck? No, man, that was fucking Blackzilla coming knocking on your door. And that's the rear door. Be careful. Uh-oh.
It was always something off about you. You always had these manly features about you. You overly strong.
Well, you clearly...
You know what? I'm very curious to know what Shim looks like. Yeah, does it look like a big old chew? Does it actually pass or what? I guess the world may never know, right? Oh well. Yeah, look at all these people being such babies. They don't like when shit like this happens. But what happens when you get the immigrants come into your house and they do some bullshit? Yeah, don't you think that's gonna make people cry? Yeah, they'll be going, wah, 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 stop doing this, eh. Well, that's what you picked and voted for, so enjoy. Yeah, do you want some Hindu food coming right there in your house? Look at this cuisine. This guy has a built-in razor blade on his toe, and he's using it to cut your meat. Yes, you're going to enjoy all the full flavor. Cultural enrichment. Yum. You know what, in my neck of the woods, I haven't seen nobody taking a shit on the streets yet. Not yet. Operative word, yet. But, what I do see is a lot of homeless people with their fucking dogs, and they let them shit all over the place and they don't pick it up. That shit pisses me off. Do you know how much I despise homeless people? Yeah, they suck. They're street urchins. That's just my opinion. You take it the way you want it. I don't know and I don't care. Well, let's continue. Yeah, I guess this guy got shy because everybody's watching him. So he pulled on and he pulled up his pants. Yeah. Oh, incidentally, remember, this is for entertainment purposes only. So stop fucking striking me, you lamoids. Just saying, if you don't like it, shove off. Yeah, that thing looks very sanitary. There's trash everywhere. There's meat on the floor where all the bugs and dirt and filth is getting to it. Oh yeah, if you don't think you're gonna get sick eating this shit, then you're stupid and whatever happened is on you. So yeah, man, don't eat no Hindu food because if you don't die, you might mutate. Yeah, do you want to have like six arms like Vishnu or whatever the hell that thing is? Or have a elephant's head? I don't know, man. whatever, if you want to look like Zootopia, that's on you, man. Well, let's continue. Yes, what a lovely world we live in. We let all these stupid people come into our world, and they're gonna fuck it all up. And yet we can't do nothing when we complain about it. Because they say that we're racist, we're bigots, we're phob this, phob that, and whatever, you know? If that's what I am, so be it. The only thing that gives orders in this world is balls. And you know what? A lot of these people don't have them, so you have an advantage over these creeps. Just saying. Don't worry, life is hard right now. It's gonna get worse, but you just gotta hold on for dear life and be strong, because the future is only gonna be built by the strong. So become that strength and push forward. Yes, my friends, we can make it together. So this is Ganjo's G saying goodbye, farewell, fuck these freaks, and be the best person you can. Well, goodbye.
I'm gonna blow a nigga up. Fuck wrong with a nigga. Dead homies, nigga. It's the fourth. I'm gonna blow a nigga up. Wanna get blown up today, nigga? Fuck wrong with a nigga off the back? I'm blowing a nigga up. Stop playing CDs, nigga. I'm throwing them in your house. I'm throwing them at you, nigga. Vernon Avenue, nigga, off the back. I'm blowing your ass up. I'm blowing somebody up today off the back.